After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's head out to Cleveland Clinic Courts. The new head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers joins us right now. He is John Beilein, the second member of the Beilein family to be here on our show.
Yes.
John, thank you for being with us. Just so you know, Patrick was with us right after you were hired.
Oh, tremendous. Yeah. He and I have been locked at the hip a little bit in basketball as far as our family. Plus with a lot of four great kids.
Patrick is the one crazy enough to follow his dad in coaching.
Well, he did a great job with us, John, and he was excited for you and the opportunity. Let me ask you this one. You had a great situation at Michigan. You know, you're there 12 years.
Yeah.
You're under contract. You could have stayed there as long as you wanted. So you must have really been intrigued about this opportunity and maybe even along with that, the NBA game.
No.
So what intrigues you about the NBA that makes you want to make that move?
I think that it's all basketball and all basketball and team building. And it's you know, 12 months a year we can do it if we want to do that. And we'll pick our spots with that. But it's just an opportunity to, much like when I saw it in Michigan, this opportunity where there is a franchise here, a university like me with so much potential in basketball, and that you got all these banners up here from the past, and now it's back to 19 wins. So those are the type of situations, environments I have loved and we've really done well in. So I said, why don't we do this one more time? This will be my last basketball coaching position. I guarantee you this. And it's going to be a great one. We're going to make it work.
John, you talked about being at the combine and having the chance to sit down, and you text your wife and you said, I love this. And I thought it was really interesting. What's it like for you to be in the seat where players are coming to you rather than you having to go to parents' houses and trying to recruit? What's it like for them to want to come to you to play for you? More so than college. More so than college.
Yeah. What's really good, you can get by the recruiting part and just really find out through very intentional questions who that young man is. And he might be offended if you're recruiting him, and you ask him really questions that may make them uncomfortable. But this way we can find out really the secret of having a good team is having the right people on the team. Young men or women, right, that are really understand what's important to winning or have the ability you can teach them to what's important to winning. And so I just love that part of it, that we could get to know a young man without losing him as a recruit. We can just draft him if we like what he says.
John Beilein joining us, new head coach of the Cavaliers. John, I thought it was really interesting. You mentioned Jeff Van Gundy, who you recruited, Jerry West, the West Virginia great, who you talked to there, and Billy Donovan and Brad Stevens, some guys you've talked with more recently. And especially Van Gundy and West, their advice, be yourself, but as you said, adapt. You've done that all along.
Yep.
And you did that at Michigan. Let me ask you why why you kind of tweaked your offense, some of your philosophy, to play a little more NBA style. Why did you do that, John?
Because we wanted to win. That was the biggest reason. We wanted to win. We could see that as all the technology came out, that people would be able to run us out of some things. The talent level got higher. The shot clock got shorter. That just 2 or 3 or 4 years in the league, people were sitting on certain things. So we had to adapt and try to get more of a flow-based offense, try and get our sets to be run better off that flow. So you have to change. You know, we came to Michigan with this great 1-3-1 defense. If I would have stayed in that 1-3-1 defense at West Virginia or at Michigan, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I probably would have been whacked 4 years ago. Or, no, probably 4 years into it, I probably would have. I never would have made it past 4 years if I'd stayed in that zone. So we adapted. We went all man-to-man. We really got to learn. I had great staff around me to help me through it. And now we're going to do the same thing here. We're going to get great staff around me. That's the key.
All right, this is the most important question you're going to get all day.
Uh-oh.
You ready for this
one? Go ahead.
It's a big question. Are you going to have to practice coaching while you're wearing a jacket the entire time.
That's what Patrick said.
It is going to be difficult. Maybe it's the tie that gets me all bound up, you know, that I got to take my jacket off. So I'm going to probably do the whole thing, the sport coat and the tie, and I obviously have to keep it on unless I want a whole bunch of technicals.
See,
so I'm going to try that, and if I can't, then I'll lose the tie, and I'll try to do my best as I can to keep up with the latest styles.
You just need some clip-on ties so you can throw them on the bench. That way you don't have to take them off.
That's another option. Yes, yes, sir.
John Beilein joining us. John, when we were talking to Patrick, we mentioned to him something that we thought was really intriguing about you and your coaching style, and that's that more than a couple of NBA players sent their sons to play for you at Michigan.
Yeah.
What did that mean to you?
You know, at one time we had actually on our roster or leaving our roster, we had Tito Horford's son, John, Glenn Robinson, Glenn, Timmy Hardaway's son, Joe Dumars' son, were all on that roster during different periods, and within a 4 or 5 year period. And it said a lot. And we were recruiting some kids this year with NBA legacy parents. So I think they really felt that this was a defense and offense and a culture that their NBA fathers really appreciated during their time in the league, and said that would be a great place for you to go.
You said during the press conference you talked to Griff, David Griffin. How was that conversation? What did he tell you about Cleveland?
Griff, I sat right next to them at Mike Gansey's wedding, you know, must have been 5 or 6 years ago. And sitting next to him, we just talked, and we just kept talking. And we talked about the NBA and college coaches going there and the whole deal. But then we talked whenever we would have players, and he was thinking of drafting, he would talk to me. But then he was always a proponent of my ability to make this jump. And so when I saw him at the lottery, I mean, he gave me the biggest hug of probably anybody that was there, because he knew that he saw this coming and wanted it to happen. And I'm excited that he was back. He was really in my corner.
John Beilein joining us, new head coach of the Cavaliers. Andy mentioned the text that you sent to your wife. I love this. What was it exactly that you loved, John?
I loved at the time I sent it, we were interviewing young men and just finding out what they were made of. And it was just so different than recruiting, where you try to find that out, but you can't get right to the point. And we are getting right to the point. For example, it would be, what the kid comes out and says, the young man says, why are you going into the NBA draft? And he may say to you, well, I'm super competitive, I'm talented, you know, I really want this opportunity. And then one of our guys would say to him, are you playing tomorrow in the draft? And they would say no. And one of our guys would say, well, I'm confused then. You say you're really competitive, you want to play against the best, but you're not doing it tomorrow. And it was just like, that struck me as like, that was so good for them to see them get uncomfortable and then answer those questions. And it was. I think you can really construct a roster here that is made to win, in our style and in the NBA.
John, congratulations on the new position. We can't wait to watch you on the court, and really look forward to some great success with the Cavaliers.
Good luck to you.
Well, and I look forward to talking with you more in the future, and we're going to have a great time together as we sort of build this program together, continue to build our fan base, and just be a team that everybody likes to go and watch play really good basketball.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
John Beilein, new head coach of the Cavaliers.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.